The sidewalk reconstruction along First Street is a joint effort between the City of Petersburg Public Works Department and the Petersburg Indian Association. Susan Harai is an engineer on the project, and she spoke at the community forum Tuesday.
It's a federally funded project. We wanted to improve the transportation system around Petersburg, and the sidewalks on First Street are out of ADA compliance, and so what we have done is we have redesigned the ramps and the curb cuts to the correct slopes and redone the accesses to the businesses.
The Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, states that all public facilities must be accessible to people with disabilities. To meet the requirements, Engineer Harai says the new sidewalks will be wider and have less of a slope.
So right now, the existing curb cuts rise about 6 inches in 2 to 3 feet, and they will go out 6 feet and rise 6 inches. So you can see it's a lot less slope there to try to navigate.
The city's director of public works, Carl Hagerman, suggested the project, and the PIA got involved because of federal funding it receives for road repairs. In addition to fixing the sidewalks on both sides of First Street, the project will rebuild the retaining wall by the middle school and repair curbs, drains, and gutters along First Street. The crew will also be replacing the handrail by the Forest Service building. And PIA project foreman Eli Lucas said the work will be used as a construction training camp for Tlingit and Haida youth. In all, the project is expected to cost $724,000. All of the funding comes from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. The city is helping with specialized equipment and crushed rock. One resident, Beverly Richardson, asked about putting in a bike path along First Street, but the city's Hagerman said parking was more of a concern in town.
Well, I agree with the safety aspects of having a bike lane, but one thing that I hear more from people around town than a bike, the need for a bike lane, is the need for parking. And folks, if we eliminated parking on First Street on one side, I think we'd really hear it. So I don't think that there's enough support for that.
The work starts this Monday and is expected to take 8 to 12 weeks. The project crew plans to begin with the 3 blocks from North Nordic up to Dolphin Street. Foreman Lucas expects the segment from Eagle's Roost to Baldur Street near the high school will be closed for 3 weeks during repairs, since the road there is a one-way street and the entrance from North Nordic Drive is narrow. In Petersburg, I'm Melody Kay.